let's head to the Vision Home Loans newsline, where former U.S. Senator Bob Dole is being remembered and really his vision and how he carried on through his decades of public service really being memorialized today. Joining us is ABC News political analyst Steve Roberts with more on the legacy that Bob Dole is leaving behind. Good morning, Steve.
Yes, thanks for having me this morning. I knew Senator Dole very well. I covered the Congress for the New York Times for 8 years, from 78 to 86, when Dole was a major figure in the Senate. And I remember two things about him. One was, let's remember that the first loyalty Bob Dole had was not to a party. His first office, his first role in public service was not as a politician, it was as a soldier. And he knew who the enemy was. The enemy was trying to kill him in the mountains of Italy. The Democrats were his rivals, but they weren't his enemies. It was a very different view of politics, which was typical of a lot of the veterans who came to Congress after World War II. They had fought in foxholes with people from very different points of view. It shaped their whole political view. But it was also true that Bob Dole might have been the funniest man I ever covered in politics. You know, he... After he lost to Bill Clinton in 96, someone said, well, how are you feeling, Senator? He said, oh, I slept like a baby. I woke up every 2 hours and I cried. when you have that kind of self-deprecating humor, it's awfully winnable. And that was always very much part of who Bob Dole was.
Right. Sometimes it translated for voters. Sometimes it didn't. I was reading an anecdote about someone, a reporter, asking him what he thought voters should know about him. What was the one thing? And he said, beats me. And apparently voters did not find that, I guess, appealing enough that they vote him into national office as far as representing as a president or vice president.
Well, the voters in Kansas always, of course, loved him. Folks in Colorado Springs, not that, you know, you're from a similar part of the world. You can understand his appeal. But, you know, one of the reasons why he was never a very good presidential candidate was because he was a consummate legislative leader. And great legislative leaders always blur lines. They're always looking for consensus or compromise. In some ways, that's what Joe Biden always was very good at. And senators don't usually make very good presidential candidates because they don't have that ability to translate their ideas into sharp, stark terms. And I remember once in 96, I was covering Dole. He was in a debate with Bill Clinton, who, of course, was a former governor. Dole was asked about some particular issue, and he said, well, the answer to that one is Senate Bill 876. And I turned to my wife, Cokie, and I said, that man will never be president because he didn't have the ability to express his ideas in sharp, clear terms. It's one of the reasons why in our entire history, there have been very few sitting senators elected president. If you look back, our presidents come from two traditions. One, particularly in the 19th century, they were military people. In the 20th century, they were governors. Very few senators like Bob Dole.
Yeah, and as we continue to look at the political landscape now, what are some of the lessons that men and women in both sides of the aisles, both chambers, should be taking a look back from the life of Bob Dole?
Two things. One is, as I said, the people across the aisle might be your rivals. You might have profound differences in policy, but they're not your enemy. They're not evil. The job of legislators is to find common ground, not to just be at war with each other all the time. That's one lesson. The other is, don't take yourself totally seriously. There was always this twinkle in Bob Dole's eye that said, you know, we both understand the joke here, don't we? And it's part of what made him such an endearing figure, that one of my favorites that I ever covered in more than 50 years of doing it.
A senior statesman for sure, and he will be remembered. Steve Roberts, ABC News political analyst, thank you for sharing your insight into the late U.S. Senator Bob Dole.